The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Ryan Trostin, the chaplain of the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. He is a guest of Representative Smith of Marshall. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Creston High School students from IJAG. Their names are Eli Hartman and Tiersten Murray. They are the guests of Representative Moore of Cass.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this moment to be here. We ask that you guide all the things that happen in the House and the Senate today. And we just ask that you just help those that are here to consider the thoughts and the needs of those they serve. You may pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to corrections of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2597 by Jacoby, a bill for an act providing for access to feminine hygiene products in public school restrooms.
First reading of the bill. The bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2598 by Jacoby, a bill for an act relating to vapor products, including the taxation of such and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2599 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the Public Defender Pilot Program and legal representation in child welfare cases.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred and placed on the way in the appropriations calendar.
House File 2600 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act establishing a child care workforce state matching grant program and fund administered by the Early Childhood Iowa State Board and award matching grants to eligible communities and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the appropriations calendar.
House File 2601 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the filing of specified property tax credits and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar.
House File 2602 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the County Medical Service, Emergency Medical Service, and providing modifications related to the optional tax for emergency medical services.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
For an introduction, Madam Speaker.
You are in order.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is my honor today to introduce a few folks from my district with Western Christian High School. And just a little background, our staffer for the Education Committee on the Republican side, Kristen Rosenboom, is a graduate of this school. But with us today, we've got a few members. They're celebrating not only 100 years of Christian education up in our area and in the greater Northwest Iowa area, but also Western Christian Girls Play this afternoon. So with us today, we've got the Superintendent Brian Verwolf and his daughter Hollis, who has a nice little medallion from the governor. And then we also have the past president of the board, Kevin Gaysink, and the public relations director, Wes Fatma. Please join me in not only congratulating them on their 100 years, but also introducing them to the House. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago, Representative Gassman. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Madam Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I promise not to make this a habit. I think I've been up a couple times here doing this lately. It just so happens that I have my daughter, Teddy Bagley, here with me today. She lives in Ackley, Iowa. Please give her a warm house welcome. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Democrats will caucus at 9 o'clock in room 305. Bring your blue calendar. Thanks.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Madam Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is recessed. Aye.